Those who advocate for the killing of babies in the womb are celebrating a 5-3 ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court, which strikes down Texas' efforts to require that abortionists have nearby hospital admitting privileges in case something goes wrong during the gruesome procedures they perform. Also, the court invalidated Texas regulations, which require that abortion-providing facilities meet the same safety standards as other outpatient surgical centers. The disgusting Stephen Breyer wrote, "We have found nothing in Texas record evidence that shows that, compared to the prior law, the new law advanced Texas' legitimate interest in protecting women's health." Yep, making sure that if something goes wrong, the doctor can admit the patient to a nearby hospital for treatment does nothing to protect the health of women, or so Breyer sees it. Breyer also let it be known his leftist justice's real problem with Texas law, that imposing the same standards required of other outpatient surgical centers led to the closure of half of Texas clinics or thereabouts. He means abortion clinics. And as you should understand, the left can't have that. The taking of innocent life for the convenience of the people who created such life is not only acceptable by Democrats and other liberals, it is to be protected to such a degree that even making it safer for the woman must be opposed. So much for their old argument that abortion must be legal, otherwise such will happen in back alleys and in unsafe conditions. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.